For a holy war of prayer and preaching of the cross to pull down the strongholds of Satan. For Jesus our Lord and Savior is about to come back for his bride, whom he has washed and cleansed and made holy without spot or wrinkle by his blood which he shed on the cross for us. You ambassadors of Christ, you soldiers of the cross, you precious diamonds, stand up tall and straight, be counted, be recognized, be identified, and rejoice in the soon coming back of the Lord our God.
The danger, the tempest forever is o'er, my anchor is holding, I'm safe evermore. What gladness, what rapture is mine. The waters are peaceful, the danger is past. My spirit is happy, I'm anchored at last. I'm anchored in love divine. I found a sweet haven of sunshine at last, with Jesus abiding above. His
years as a Christian, I have looked upon the world system and saw that many, many people in this world are striving for money, to have many possessions. The lottery tickets are being sold by the millions. When somebody wins a jackpot, it's all over the news. People just can't seem to believe that a guy can be so fortunate to have all this money. But the Bible teaches us something very interesting, and it's found in Psalms chapter 106 in verse 15. He gives them the request. He gives them their request, but sends leanness to their soul. What an exchange to make for your soul, all the money that you can spend. And there are thousands and thousands of people who do that on a continuous basis. They're selling their soul for tranquility here on this earth. They're selling their soul so that they can enjoy this short life instead of seeking the Lord while he may be found. And that is what a big problem is with the unbeliever. Because when they get old, they do not have nothing. There's a leanness in their soul. They don't have a clue what they are looking for. I have listened to movie stars who have reached the top. One of them said, "I have been at the top and I want to tell you something. There's nothing up there." So the Bible teaches us to seek the Lord while he may be found. Because as time grows older, you seem to lose this drive and zeal to find God. I want to teach on an interesting subject today that not only touches the unbeliever, but also the Christian. And that is to seek the kingdom of God while he may be found. Because the day will come when you're settled into your nest, when you see nothing in life and everything's good enough, your zeal and your drive leaves as you grow older. So before we get into this message, I will ask the Lord to bless us. Heavenly Father, I come before you in the name of Jesus. I pray, Lord, that you will open people's hearts to the truth of the situation, to the truth of the signs of the times. I thank you, God, for your grace, and I ask you to anoint this message and bless the listener in Jesus' name. Amen. When one studies what's going on in this now generation, we can see people striving, running to and fro, just trying to achieve and to get what the other person has. The technology that we have is so much, and people spend so much money in getting it. The newest fad, everyone has to have it. We see people with all this technology. We see people with so much that they don't even know what to do with. They're reaching a point. North America is reaching a point where many are starting to see the truth. We watch in America as the socialist parties are gaining strength. Young people are sick and tired of all the riches and all the stuff that they have, that they want a socialist government. Somehow all their riches have lost their luster. They are not at peace with themselves anymore, regardless what brand new car they drive, regardless what house they live in. There is a discontentment, and it is because they have failed to seek what is important. When I study these things, I understand why God says he will give them their heart's desire, but send them leanness to their soul. And this is what many, many people are having today. And alas, the problem is, it is also in the church world. There are many in the church world today who call themselves Christians. They've been striving to get ahead in life. But as they grow older, they find that there is a vacuum in their heart. Their relationship with Christ is missing. They are not satisfied at all with all the riches that they have accomplished. There is a vacuum in their soul just because they forgot to cultivate a relationship with their Lord and Savior. And this is the sad truth for many, many Christians in North America today. I want to read to you out of the Word of God in Luke chapter 18, in verse 18. It tells us a certain ruler asked him, saying, "Good master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life?" And Jesus said unto him, "Why callest thou me good? None is good save one, that is God. Thou knowest the commandments. Do not commit adultery. Do not steal. Do not kill. Do not bear false witness. Honor thy father and mother. And he said, all these I have kept from my youth up. This guy was very, very into keeping the law. And he told the Lord God, this is what I have kept. I have kept all these commandments. I tried my best. And then the Lord God, listen to this, Luke chapter 18 in verse 22. And when Jesus heard these things, he said unto him, you lackest thou one thing. Sell all that thou hast, distribute unto the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven, and come and follow me. And when he heard this, he was very sorrowful, for he was very rich. And when Jesus saw that he was very sorrowful, he said, how hardly shall they that have riches enter into the kingdom of God? For it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. When somebody looks at this here, you might think that rich, having a lot of money, is what will keep you out of the kingdom of God. No, that is not at all what it's teaching us. What it's teaching us is having your heart set upon your riches. And this person did not follow the Lord Jesus Christ because he couldn't bear the thought of selling everything he had. God gave him a challenge. Go sell everything you have and then come and follow me. So the rich man walked away very, very saddened. Not only that, he also lost his soul because he sold his soul for the riches that he had. I want to explain something here. There are many people who are not rich, but they sell their soul to try to achieve the riches that they think that they can get. And how do they sell their soul? They simply neglect seeking the Lord while he may be found. And life does not stop. When you're young, you start seeking these things. It doesn't take very long. You get to be 50, 60 years old. And then the vigor of youth leaves a person. Somehow your drive to seek God has diminished. And then you go into a dangerous situation where you feel what I have is good enough. And that does not only go for money. It goes for finding a position in life that you desperately want. I know of many religious people who have found their position in life in their religion. And they worked hard to get there. They tried to keep all the do's and don'ts, and they lived for that religion to the T. And then when they get older and they're challenged with the gospel, they are not going to give up their religion for anything because they have given their life for their religion. They have spent all their lives working towards a point where they think they're going to be good enough for God. And this is how it works with people who have riches, money. They work to a point where they have so much that they're not going to give it away for the kingdom of God. And thus they tend to lose their soul because their attitude towards Christianity is not at all what it's supposed to be. I see these things working like that. It's almost as if Satan brings people into a net which they themselves have brought around themselves. They have made their own prison. They cannot come out of it because they are the ones that build their prisons. This is what the Bible teaches. Seek the Lord while he may be found. And that means to seek him when you're young. Because when the day of adversary comes, then you do not know where to look. So I'm asking those of you who are listening, what are you striving for? You may be striving for riches. You may be striving for money, to have enough, to have more than enough, to put away for your retirement. I'm not against that. But if that's what your heart only is all about, then you're missing a chance to find eternal life. But worst of all are those who are steeped in religion. Even though they'll lose everything they have, like the rich man, they will go to the same pit of eternal hell because they neglected to seek the Savior while he may be found. So open your heart to these interesting things. All of these things will never give you peace of mind and peace of heart. When Jesus told his disciples that the rich man can hardly get into the kingdom of God, the disciples in Luke chapter 18 in verse 26 asked, "Who then can be saved?" And he said, "The things which are impossible with men are possible with God." And I want to explain this verse here so that you may understand. A human being cannot achieve eternal life through his own efforts. It is impossible. The rich man may try to give away all his money in the end, and that's what movie stars are doing. They're giving millions and millions of dollars as they grow older to charity, trying to somehow appease the God of the universe. The religious person becomes more and more religious. He draws in on himself. He keeps the laws to a T so that somehow he may appease God. But the Bible clearly teaches us here, with man it is impossible to achieve eternal life, but with God all things are possible. And how is that done? You turn to the Lord Jesus for your salvation, even if you have to sell everything you have, even if you have to give up your religion. You turn to Jesus for your salvation. And there are many, many Muslims today, many, many people who come out of religious systems, who are being rejected by their own people, who turn to Jesus. They sell everything. Rich people, they leave their riches, they turn to Christ. And then Jesus, the one and only that was given for the salvation of our soul, cleanses them from all their unrighteousness and makes them pure and holy through the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. That and only that is the only way into the kingdom of God. So open your heart today. Do not allow this time of grace to escape you. For we are fast running out of time. Jesus is about to come back for his bride. The signs of the times are everywhere that we are coming to an end. And Jesus is calling your name. He says, "Come unto me, all of those who are heavily laden. Take my yoke upon you, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and where you will find peace for your soul." So Jesus is calling your name, and anyone who turns to him, he will in no wise cast out. So let the Lord open your heart to these interesting and incredible truths and make you a blessing. Amen.
There's a great judgment day that is coming, we know it's coming to one and all. For the judge shall descend in his power divine and judge both the great and small. When Jesus comes, shall be brought, and the judge shall proclaim to the righteous, well done, the wicked I know ye not. There will be great rejoicing of happy ones there who follow the Savior here, when they hear him declare, come ye blessed.
Over the years as a pastor, I have listened to different people talking about what they should have done with their lives. Yes, many of them have achieved their goals in their businesses. They have houses, they have lands, they have cars, they have things that they never dreamed of. And now, as they get older, there seems to be a void in their heart. It's not that they're not Christians, but they're not quite satisfied with what they have. Yes, everything seems to be good on the surface, but there's a leanness in their soul, even though they're Christians. And here's the reason why. A person who becomes born again needs to seek the face of God for the will of his life. We need to understand that God has a purpose for you. It's not just to go out and make money. I'm not against making money. I'm not against having a house or a car or any of those things. But if those things are your first priorities, you may miss the voice of God. If you do not have a ministry, as far as your money is concerned, then you will realize that you are coming short, because money is spiritual and you gotta have a spiritual goal for your money, because a lot of your money you have spent on a lot of stuff which will stay here. But the money that you spend on preaching the gospel is going to go with you. And this is what people need to zero in on, is to have a relationship with God, use their money for the furthering of the kingdom, and becoming settled in a ministry where your heart is. Because as you get older, you will notice the things of your youth lose their luster. The Bible teaches us in Ecclesiastes chapter 12 in verse 1, don't let the excitement of your youth cause you to forget your Creator. Honor him in your youth before you grow old and say, life is not pleasant anymore. So this is what the Bible is teaching us, There comes a time when life is not present anymore. And if all you have is your own little kingdom by yourself with nobody else involved, then you are heading for a lonesome old age. In Isaiah chapter 55 in verse 6, it tells us, "Seek you the Lord while he may be found. Call you upon him while he is near." Once you get old, then all of a sudden the ideas that you used to have become very dim. The passions that you used to have for serving God just seem to go by the wayside. All you have now is your house, your car maybe, and maybe a boat or two or a camper. Nothing wrong with these things, but if that's all there is on your spiritual screen, then you are to be pitied, because all those things can be added onto you if you seek first the kingdom of God, because God wants you to be occupied in his ministry. He wants you to be occupied because he's soon coming back for his bride. So I want you to think about those things. As you get older, the things of this world lose their luster. Your body loses its passion to pursue these things. But if you will set up a ministry in your own heart with your money towards other ministries, or start a ministry for yourself, you will find tranquility in your soul, because early in your life you have found the will of God for your life and you have pursued that. And as you get older, the tranquility in your soul grows by leaps and bounds. Yes, that's how it works. The rich man, he had a lot of money, but he had no time for God. And the Bible teaches us he went away very sorrowful. That doesn't have to happen to you. You can enjoy this life on this earth by using the money that God has enabled you to get. Use it for the kingdom of God, and don't allow your heart to deceive you. Go into the Word of God and seek out the will of God for what he wants you to do. For the Bible teaches us there is only one life, and it'll soon be past. And only what you did for Christ will last. So open your heart to these interesting truths and become a blessing to yourself. Amen.
Here at Reaching Out Ministries, we would like to thank you for your generous support. Please continue to pray for us as we press on in the call that God has placed before us. We would love to hear from you. Please write to us at Box 278, Steinbeck, Manitoba, R5G1M2. Again, that's Reaching Out Ministries, Box 278, Steinbeck, Manitoba, R5G1M2.